This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Black Boy Joy. Robin from the Hood. A superhero from the ghetto. Robin was jumped on the way home from first grade. He was wearing his homemade orange cape that he made with sheets from his bed and shoestrings from raggedy shoes that were his brother's old basketball shoes. As he was walking home, a voice said, "Take that ugly cape off her back." Robin started to walk faster and faster. After a few minutes, he started to hear several voices shouted at him. Robin turned around slightly to see how far behind the kids were, so he would be able to make the planned getaway. Robin had a habit of counting everything. He counted his steps as he was walking. He counted beats in a song. He counted syllables as people talked. He counted cars as they went by, and he counted a host of other things. He was at step 134 as he started to run. He did not get very far before he felt and heard three people pounce on him. As he was on the ground, he felt 11 punches to his face, 2 punches to his buttocks, and 1 glob of spit on his arm. He was experiencing these combinations. He just lay there with his arms covering his head. He was adamant in keeping his head covered up so the frontal lobe would not be damaged. When Robin rose from the muddy grass, he looked at the front of his cape and was very sad. He worked so hard in his super cape, and some lily frogs, lacking intelligence, decided to destroy it. Their main intention was to destroy Robin's joy and confidence, but that could or would not happen. Robin's mother always taught him to be strong and stay optimistic, no matter who or what tries to bring him down. Robin slowly backed to the place where he started to run to begin counting all over again. He began counting his steps from 134. As he was counting his steps, he thought about the lilies who jumped on him. He was plotting revenge. Even though he only saw one boy's face, he remembers the sound and distinct syllables of the voices the other kids had. He was halfway home as he stopped on step 500. "Aha!" He put out his DSI and wrote Lily 1 equals Erica. Erica was a girl that was in his music class. He sat 2 rows across from her in seat number 5. She sat in seat number 3. He stood a step at 500 for a long time while thinking of a few things, and some of the things made him laugh so hard that he could not stop falling on the ground and celebrating his joy. Robin was the only child at home. He has an older sister in Detroit working at Big Brothers Big Sisters. His older sister is 25 and engaged to her college sweetheart. Robin's sister Erin was adopted when she was a baby, and she was of Asian descent. Stay tuned for episode 2 of A Superhero from the Ghetto and see how he handled those bullies. Until next time.